College Hill Pool on the east side of Wichita and Harvest on the west side will split $80,000 from the Capital Improvement Program to meet the new federal ADA standards. That's half of the funding, with the other 50% coming from the Department of Public Works and Utilities. Doug Cupper, Director of Parks and Recreation, addressed the council.
The College Hill Pool, although has zero depth entry and allows wheelchair-bound folks to enter the pool with their wheelchairs and get into the pool, it is required to have an additional lift mechanism added to the pool. Harvest Pool has no compliancy at this point in time. Again, the old standards were if we had at least one pool in the system, we're basically in compliance. That no longer adheres to that rule. So we will have to be establishing two points of entry to the Harvest Pool going forward.
Cupper says the estimated cost of improving the other seven municipal pools in the future is about $60,000 per pool. Councilmember Pete Meitzner reluctantly voted in favor of the funding.
With the added pressure of analyzing our water system on top of this, we need to really consider the impact of the burden that's being thrown at us. And it's going to be hard to justify water rates and water analysis when we're throwing gallons into things that cost us more to federal mandate.
Cupper says he will bring a master plan on the sustainability of Wichita's municipal pool system before the council soon. For KMUW News, I'm Carla Eccles.